Dinky Dawson, and Tony Rain, and we're kicking off our podcast, Two Pints in a Corner. Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
How are you doing? It's Tony Rain.
How are you? I'm good.
Been a long time. I'm good. I didn't know you were in Falmouth.
Wow.
Well, you've been in Falmouth a long time?
Have I been what?
In Falmouth for a long time?
No, I'm in Brewster. I work at the hospital in Hyannis.
Oh, really?
Oh,
good
my.
God. How long have you been there?
I've been here for 2 years. I just packed up one day and said I'm going to quit my job and come over the bridge.
Wow. Because I'm in Chatham. My dad was in the Melody Tent for 30 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just retired, but I was there for the last 30 years.
You know who else lives in Chatham is Jack.
Yeah, I see Jack.
Do you really?
Once in a while, yeah. I talk to him. We've been trying to get him to come on and do this with us. He's been stalling us.
Hello, Sandy. Hey, Dinky, too. Dinky's too.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I saw Jack. When I came to the Cape, he tried helping me find a house, but the money that I had and the money that the houses were, it was just horrendous.
Oh, it's crazy in Chatham. Chatham's nuts.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
It's got worse and worse everywhere down here now, though.
Where are you in Brewster?
I live off of Underpass Road. I found a really cool townhouse to rent. It's actually... Yeah. They could get a ton more money than they do.
Nice.
But, yeah,
Brewster's good. Brewster's good. Good.
It's okay. It's okay. It's so far. It's different than Quincy, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by far.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I lived on a little marina in Quincy, and now I'm, like, in the woods. So
yeah,
it's good.
But you haven't got far to go to the beach.
About a mile.
Yeah, see?
It's easy enough. Good. How's the hospital? That's Cape Cod Hospital. It's a little chaotic.
Yeah. What are you guys up to?
Well, we've been doing this podcast now for about 8 weeks. We're trying to build up about 12 hours of a half hour, 45-minute little shows all about the channel. So we've just been talking to other people and people who were there. We've had Sean on and several other people from the club. Just telling us their memories and stuff. So we're getting ready to revamp the website that Dinky's been running, the Boston's Best Live Rock, and put the podcasts on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many. Like, I don't even know. I ate and slept the channel for, I think it was 3 years I was there, but it was like around the clock. Like, that's all I did.
Yeah, we all were. It was just, that's what it was about.
And I don't even remember half the time where I was at night. Like, I just got into cars and went to parties, and it was insane.
Are you recording?
But first night, first day, I had just gotten out of bartending school, and I know it was really tough to get into anywhere kind of cool in bartending. And you had to get along with Ethel. So Ethel had to okay you getting behind the bar.
Yeah.
And so I, for real. And so, I was a little mousy at the time, but I went to, she was in the back bar before they opened that up into the 18 plus thing. But she was in the back bar and she was kind of pissed off. It was so crowded. They were short of bartender until Tuesday was playing. And I just popped behind the bar and that's where it all began. Like, she's like, come help me. And I got in there and, you know, it was a tough night because she wasn't easy, but I passed the test and that's how it all started.
Yeah, Ethel was... I remember Ethel. I started working with her when I started there.
Well, that was... What year was that, Sandy?
I believe it was 1983.
I didn't come in there until 85.
1983 to 84 at the latest.
Yeah.
but I believe that's when it started.
That's when it got going. I came in 85. Lisa hired me, Lisa Cariullo.
Yeah. You still talk to her and Adam?
No, I see her on Facebook, and I see Adam's doing well. I'm trying to get Adam to do this with us. Adam's an artist. I think he's up in Maine.
Oh, wow.
He does well with his artwork. He's pretty strong. And Lisa, I think's in New York.
I see Domenico is an artist, too. His dad's an artist. They do real well.
Yeah.
They're really doing well. Domingo. You remember Domingo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was behind the bar more. So, the waitresses were, Kim. I still talk to Kim. She was those and Loretta. Mm-hmm. I talked to them a little bit. I talked to Kim all the time, but they had a different, they were like out and mingling and getting to know people. I was behind the bar flinging drinks. I was up at the front bar all the time, usually at the front bar. We're all a band.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember seeing you there, Sandy, all the time. When I first came in, you were at the front bar. You even were there early, on the early times when people were coming out of work and what have you.
Well, Peter and Jack let me. Harry never cared. He just went with anything. He was behind the scenes kind of guy. But Jack and Peter let me open the bar for lunch.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah, that's right.
And Peter wasn't real happy about it, but we had all the guys over from the framing company, and there was a bunch of the steel workers, and they would all come in and get those gross steamy hot dogs and tap beer, and I would make the bank deposits, and then we would do the schedule, and then the real stuff started.
Yeah, I remember that. So you were there, what, from 80? You said you went in 83 till 80. What? When were you there till?
I think it was right about when the Lucky thing, the scandal started there. I had just left right before that.
Yeah.
Because
I was there, in 85 and 86, and I left 87, New Year's Eve. And then I was back in 91 when it closed for about a year.
It became a strip joint at some point.
Well, I got out before that happened. Harry brought me back in 91. I'd been back in England. I'd been on the Cape 3 years, and then I went back to England. And when I came back, Harry called me, and I went in and booked it through 91 through the summer. And then they took over that. All that stuff happened. And I got out that Christmas, and they turned it into a strip joint.
Yeah, I was there from 86, and before that strip joint happened, I took everything out.
Mm-hmm.
I everything. And that was...
Yeah, that was sad. I was traumatized when my channel life ended. It was really sad.
It was very sad, and every one of us thought the same thing, because it was such a venue, such a happening place for everything in Boston and stuff, you know?
I live next door to JJ.
Yeah.
In Chelsea. So even when I wasn't at the channel, and we had a lot of cookouts in the back, my backyard. I don't know if you guys ever attended one of them.
No, I don't.
No, I never get to. I didn't have any kind of life outside of there, really.
No, I mean, you had that with the Ted and all those kind of guys and stuff. We talked to Ted, and he's the one that said, "You got to talk with Sandy. She's still there around, you know." And I said, "Oh, Sandy." Yep. I always remember her coming early, you know, because of all the, you said, all the people coming from works in the afternoon just for a pint and a death dog.
Crazy. I just miss it still. And I always say, Jesus, I wish I had that life back, because it was a really cool life. I met so many people.
Well, it was a different world, you know. It was a different time, but those clubs have changed so much. Dinky and I were talking about that several times. It's come up that it was the club was the draw, not necessarily who was playing. People used to go there because it was a scene. Now when they go out, they only
scene.
Go out.
That was what the deal was, a scene. You had your scene in the afternoon when all the people came in from work.
Now they only go out to the clubs.
Yeah, I put in a long day.
Yeah, I remember you being in there a lot.
I think I was one of the first people that were, me and Andrew, we wore red sneakers, and everyone thought they looked at us like we were freaks.
Yeah, that's right.
Like when you weren't at work. Like I had my head was shaved on one side at the time.
I remember you. We've just been joined by our friend here, Tim Miller. Say hello to Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm late.
Tim's the Tim was the entertainment editor of the Cape Cod Times down here and a good friend of mine. So we brought him in to ask questions as a guy who doesn't really know a lot of it. So he'll interject once in a while.
Yeah, doesn't know a lot.
He knows a lot, but not about the channel.
I'm actually a respiratory therapist, and I work at Cape Cod Hospital, so what a life changer for me.
Wow.
Like, total.
And he was a bartender for years at the channel.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even drink anymore. Oh. Like, Ted, I, and Kim, we're sober.
You're sober.
And you can imagine even live through all that.
I did it myself for 3 or 4 years, and I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow.
Good. But I think, we drank enough back then to
make up for it.
To make up for it.
Especially in the winter with all them hot toddies and stuff. Oh.
Oh, God. I was drinking like around the clock. I don't know. I was just so thought that I really had it going on. And I was a total freaking mess now that I look at it. But it was so fun.
Yeah, you had it all going on. Everybody came to you straight away as they walked in there for a drink because you always knew Sandy was there to give him a drink. Right. And stuff,
yeah, but and who was the band that played the night when the explosion went off?
The tear gas. That was Fine Young Cannibals.
That was.
I thought it was that, and Ted's like, "No, that's not Fine Young Cannibals." I'm like, "It was."
No, it was a Fine Young Cannibal. I remember we cleared the building, and then we opened back up, and we stayed open till about 3:30 or something, just to do the show.
So we had to get the money, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit! I was so scared. I come from Bedford, Mass, and now all of a sudden I'm in this bomb thing with. I see people all over the place, and I had no idea what it was. And so we had to get Peter's like, get the money.
Having put the money around.
Yeah, so we had to climb over all this shit and take the registers and drawers and go hide. And it was.
I remember I was in the back bar. I was working in the back bar. And it was a tear gas. Yeah. A tear gas grenade or something. Somebody let it off right in front of the stage.
Yeah.
And we had to empty the building, get everybody out, get the gas clear, and then we put the show back on.
Wow.
And we went late.
Yeah.
Because it was already late when they got on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was... I thought it was... I was asking Ken that last night. I'm like, I was just... And Ted's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it was the Fine Young Cannibals.
You're right. Well, you're right, Sandy.
Thank you. I'm not losing my mind.
She remembers now. Oh, my.
And Jimmy Cliff. I bartended Jimmy Cliff, and we were in the back bar was open.
Yep.
And he was very particular of the rum, and the blenders were going. And we were all so stoned. Peter was walking around and he couldn't even see.
Yeah, Peter used to hide in the office on the reggae shows.
Yeah, but he had to. He got so stoned just standing there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it was hysterical. And I'm like, and I didn't smoke pot. I did pretty much everything else, but I didn't smoke pot. And I was just like, and I was, go to Sandy, and I'm like. Oh, yeah. Shit, I can't even find the goddamn blender, let alone, yeah.
I remember working a lot of shifts with you.
Yeah.
So why did you
used to have a good time?
Why did you draw the line at pot?
God, it's so much fun. What else do you guys remember? The Charles Lockwood dealer in the room with I was there for that.
Oh, we had some good ones. What was your favorite show?
I don't know. I know ZZ Top was there, and I was in a cast.
Yep.
And they weren't playing, but I hung out with them. At the front bar, they signed my cast, and I kept that stinking rotten thing in my closet. till it stunk to till it felt disintegrated. It was great. I don't know if I had a favorite show. The Temptations were awesome.
That was good, wasn't it? That was a killer. That was
like dancing, and we had to walk on planks behind the bar, and the rats were running underneath.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Those pallets and the rats would go under your feet.
But not even you had to learn how to walk around the other bartenders, so they kind of got scared in how you maneuver, because it was all about the money. So on top of that, you had to learn how to do it the plank and then the rat. And I'm like,
yep.
So I was always constantly shooting Grand Marnier because I just had to have that in order to make it through the shift. But yeah.
Did you work the night of the Bikers Ball with us? You remember that one? Mario and all the Hell's Angels?
I wasn't working.
That was good.
I was there.
That was a nut.
The bathroom was just not the place to be.
I remember. I remember walking in the morning after.
It just was not cool. I think we were going to the bathroom outside because it wasn't safe to go into the bathroom.
Crazy stuff. That's great.
Yeah. I don't know what else to it's endless. Norman lived with me for a little while. In Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
So we had fun with that. And Andrew, we hung out at Andrew's house a lot.
Yeah, Andrew's still around. I speak to him once in a while. Somebody talked to me, I'm trying to remember who, about Ethel. I met somebody who was working with Ethel, and she was down in New Bedford or somewhere.
That's a while.
But she's still around.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a
Who was it?
I can't remember.
She lived, Melrose or someplace.
Yep. Yeah, but somebody was working with her somewhere, and her name just came up out of the blue at the Melody Tent one night. And somebody said, "Do you remember Ethel?"
Ted.
And I was like, "Yeah."
Probably Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite a crew in there. It was all right. Some good times.
Yeah, lots of fights.
Oh, lots of fights. Yeah, I went over the bar a couple of times with Mike Smith.
I talked to Mike Smith up to about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. He's still at MIT, I think, right?
Yeah. Was it MIT for
him? Cambridge. He was living in Cambridge in these apartment complex, and he was going to go buy a house.
Uh-huh.
He played the bouncer at my house, too, because we all had the people in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
So he was always at the house when we had little pig roasts and whatnot.
I need to get a hold of him. We need to get him on. Mike was there for a while.
Oh, Mike was fun, always. But you, especially in the bar in the day, you had such a smile on your face all the time and laughing with people because of some stupid stuff that went off.
I remember you doing the day bar stuff.
A shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah. It was always good for money, wasn't it?
In the 80s, I was making, I don't know, maybe $1,000 a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when I was managing that year, I would do, I'd make $300 on that little beer can bar in the last hour and a half.
Wow. And if it was an
I love the beer.
Me too. That was a good. That
was, if it was an Irish show,
that was the best gig.
I mean, the bartenders I saw Domingo and all that crowd. Yep. It made $800 on the tips from the bar, from the Irish nights.
The Saw Doctor's night. They drank it dry. They drank the place dry. So,
and everybody's pocket was full with money because it was one of them nights.
Drink. Yeah, I worked them a couple of times. Only when I had a broken foot, I had a beer. I had a.
I clearly remember you having a broken foot.
And
I really do.
Yeah, I had a one. I had a my own beer bat because I was pretty fast. I'm not shooting my own horn, but I was a good bartender.
Oh, you were good.
Yeah.
And I had my own beer bar back.
Yep. That's what I.
We sold so much.
We used to sell the waitresses the cans for a couple of bucks, and then they'd fight their way down the front and sell them for 10.
Right, Tim and Loretta and Joe Perry's ex-wife.
Yeah. Alyssa Perry.
Yep, and Nikki was her sister. I bartended with her.
Yeah, I remember Nikki.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. I remember they used to that was the game, was to buy them from us at the beer can bar and then load up a tray and go down front and sell them for whatever they could get.
Yeah, but nobody wanted to lose their spot, so, you know, right. $5 a can of beer.
That's right. They didn't have to go back to the bar.
They were making a ton of money.
Especially when it was a
money endless.
Oh, yeah, it was endless. Crazy. It was a crazy place. It was a lot of fun. It's not that way anywhere anymore, unfortunately. Those the Wild West days have gone, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen any shows like that lately. You know, Stompers.
I bartended a lot, and I've never, you know, I was a paradise, and I never bartended over there, but I've been everywhere with the Channel Jacket. We got in everywhere.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Absolutely.
It was club courtesy. So when we used to, Jack and I and Peter used to go over to the, Andrew, we used to go over to the Rat a lot.
Yep.
And they would have openings and
they always took
I've never seen any place like the Channel in my whole life. Never.
That was a lot of fun. Did you work the day shifts when we did what we do? We did a couple of those Spencer for Hires. Remember them?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was in there during the day.
I actually cried because somebody was getting behind my bar and they wouldn't let me be the bartender.
The bartender, because they had actors. And Chuck Connors was in. I think Chuck Connors, the rifleman, was there one day.
Yep. Yeah.
Former Celtic.
It was a big kick. And they're still on those. Spencer for Hires are out there. I've seen a couple of them with the channel.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can find them.
I remember coming in for the night show when they were on. Mm-hmm. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I remember that stuff. That was.
And you all live on the Cape now?
Dinky's in Plymouth, just south of Plymouth. And I've been in Chatham for, 30-something. I bought my house 30 years ago.
Mother, who would have thought? Like, wow.
Well, I came down after I left the channel in 87. I ended up in Chatham running the Wayside Inn for 3.5 years. Then I left and I went back to England for a while. And then when I came back, I ended up getting hired at the Melody Tent in 94. And I've been there pretty much ever since. I just retired last year.
Wow.
So I just kept doing shows and kept doing it. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, I stopped touring. I stopped touring because of my health and stuff and what I've been after the channel. I did, you know, a few tours around the world with Inner Circle and a few other people. Rick James I did some stuff with. I did right out the channel. I went straight down to New York and played the Harlem. The
Apollo.
The Apollo with Rick James. Phenomenal stuff.
Yeah.
But Rick really enjoyed playing the Channel. He said that's a club you can go to every time and enjoy yourself and feel good.
Wow. I ended up on the road for a while as well with I managed Carlene Carter, for who I brought in the Channel. I ended up managing her for about 10 years, and one of the American Idols, and then Dave Wendlin, who was there with us all the time. Dave's at Berkeley.
Yeah.
He ended up on the road with the Everly Brothers, Dr. John, Gypsy Kings.
Yeah. He left with the Channel from the Gypsy.
With the Gypsy Kings. They hired him out of there.
Yeah. And Scott Perlman, remember Scott, the big tall guy?
Yep.
He's down in Nashville. He plays. He's working in Nashville for years now with different country people.
Yeah, and some of the young guys, Paul Hagar. He works
with.
Yeah,
it was his birthday yesterday. Paul.
It was his birthday. I didn't. Paul Hagar ended up with. What's her name? Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, and
Tim Miller ended up with down in Brittany and all of those people.
Oh yeah, it was down there after New Kids on the Block. You weren't in there for that. It was long after you.
For
New Kids.
Was it?
I'm sure. You weren't in there on that time period. It was 90, I believe it.
90 was when we did Marky Mark and all that stuff.
Marky Mark and New Kids came in. You were long gone. It was sort of the end of. Getting to the end of the Channel anyway, because of the things going off with
the boys, guys,
the boys coming in and stuff, and I had my do with the sorrow, but that's another thing.
Did you guys go to the first reunion?
I didn't. I hadn't been to anything. I as much as I was involved was I was making websites in the early 2000s. And I thought somebody would do something with the Channel, and nobody had taken the name.
Well, there was one.
Yeah, nobody.
There was one that actually happened, but this last one, Harry, was the one that he screwed up.
Yeah, well, it was, he screwed up with the Del Fuegos. But also, they were doing the podcast, and we just, Stinky and I talked about it. We'd done this website address in about 2005, 2006. 2007, I bought Boston's Best Live Rock and put it in Dinky's hands, and he did all the homework and got all the listings of all the shows and all that. So we just, when Harry was doing the podcast, I think 2 years ago, it just seemed really negative. It was all about the end of it and the trials and the...
No music.
And we just, Dinky and I just got to talking and said, let's just do something positive that's just about the music and the people who work there.
Yeah, the people who enjoyed it, like yourself, and had great times and great memories. Had tough memories too, but at the same time, the positives outweighed the tough for us.
You know, a lot of it for us coming from the music world is just how much different music was in there. People forget. You know, it was like a different club every night with a different show and a different audience, and we were lucky to see it all from that side, you know.
Yeah.
There was so much. There was so, like when you, I hear Aerosmith play, it's just like, I don't think of them as, Aerosmith. I think of them as just, you know, this is the kids and this one and sitting at my house and going to NA classes. And it's just, I just feel so lucky that I was part of my life. Like I to this day, like we're gonna, Ted and I and Kim, we're gonna go to there's a thing in the Boston winery on the 30th.
The city winery, yeah.
June 30th, we're gonna go there.
What's the thing? Is it a show?
Who is it? Kim knows them better than I do.
Oh, cool. Well, maybe we'll look for it. Yeah, Ted was really good. Ted got to me after we talked to him, and I was really impressed. He got back to me to remind me that I showed him the Pogues' first album when he was working. I think he was working security, and I came in one day with the Pogues' album, and I was telling him all about them, and nobody had heard of the Pogues, and he was thrilled because he went out and bought it the day after and became a big Pogues fan.
Yeah, Ted had a good one. He was definitely on top of it when he was there, and he's away from.
Oh my God, he's So no, let me think. I just opened this up, and I'm trying to see who is in it. But Robin, no, who is it? Is it Robin?
Robin Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin Lane's playing at City Winery. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter, the guitar player, is a friend of mine from the band that Time Forgot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's who's there on that day.
Yeah, she's still doing quite well with what, after all these years and stuff. And
she was just at the Narrows with the Nervous
Eaters.
Narrows,
yeah.
The Nervous Eaters and Robin Lane.
They played, decided
yeah,
to
last
play.
Last week, yeah.
Oh, what a trip that
They're
is.
Around, yeah.
You guys talk to Carmelita?
I'm in touch with her. I get her on Facebook all the time. I hear from her.
Do you?
Yeah. We stay in touch pretty regularly. We just, you know, birthdays and Christmas and all that stuff. But we text each other once in a while.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, she's great. She's still around.
She's looking forward to doing one of these things with us because stuff that she's got from there is like.
We talk to her and I talk to Chachi a lot.
Yeah. That's coming up.
I'm in touch with them a lot.
Yeah, it's good though. It's good. What's your most exciting one before we have to go here? Because I know you got something going on and we got something going on. So, what is your favorite of the whole time?
I think it was my first day with Till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, you really did. Yeah.
Yeah, they were always good in there. Thanks for remembering the Fine Young Cannibals one. I really like that story.
Oh, that was pretty amazing too. Because after I survived and had a couple drinks, it was an amazing night. There's just so many. There's just so many. Like the first time they did the stage diving, it was so scary.
You used to get nervous. I remember you were above a mother hen in there. You used to get worried about the craziness.
Like, yeah, well, I was the oldest, one of the older ones, I think.
But,
or that, or I was just weird. I don't know.
Hey, it's great to talk to you.
It wasn't my thing.
It's great to talk to you. It's good to know you're in Brewster. I'll come on. I'll get hold of you. We'll go over the Snowy Owl.
Yeah.
We'll have a cup of coffee at the Snowy Owl one morning, all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be great to see you.
Text me on, find me on Facebook if you guys do anything.
Yeah, I've got your number now. I'll give you a shout. Well, I'm over there a lot in Brewster.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you, Sam. All right. Thank you for being
here. Bye, you guys.
Thank you for the vibes and stuff. Thank you.
Bye, Tim. Bye.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
Bye.